Social Blend is in partnership with Goalie Gummies. It's simple, it's delicious, it's Goalie. I'm a simple man, don't wanna complicate you. Okay. Hello, everyone. I have an episode that is gonna probably be the craziest thing I've ever done. Don't you think? Because do I cook in this house? Not always. I do cook, but not all the time. I'm here with my mother, who is also owner of the Facebook page Felicia's Kitchen. And you could all follow her there. She's also on Instagram. You have a nice following on Instagram.
Yes, I do.
What is it, Felicia Stowell? Oh, my God. You don't even know it. I can't believe
People
it.
Just follow me. I don't know.
Okay.
I'm amazing. Who knows?
All right. Well, what are we going to do today? So, we will be cooking.
We will be cooking.
And
a Sicilian dish.
A Sicilian dish. Yes.
Okay. So, if you like eggplant and peppers, you will love this.
And thank you to Lidl for most of the products here, except for this. Where did you get this? Just the store?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, great. So, what is the first thing you do?
So, when cooking any dish, preparation.
Wrong. Wash your hands.
Oh,
you would have been over.
Saying. Well, that goes without saying. You should have done
right,
that.
So let me wash my hands. Tell
of
them
course
what
you
to do
wash
next.
Your hands.
Be
of
loud.
Course. Of course you wash your hands. Oh, my God. Anyway, preparation. So, because once you turn on that stove, you don't want to burn anything. So you have to have everything already pre-cut. So to make this, pepper and eggplant with basil. Sandwich.
Wow.
I say sandwich.
And this is a lot, everybody, because she never gives out the recipe for her dishes.
Actually, just reminded me, maybe I shouldn't.
Okay, well, whatever. If you feel like saying one of the things, and it's not like we're recording, like, video.
Okay.
It's only audio.
So here we go. So,
okay. You gotta speak louder. I don't know. I feel like we're not gonna be able to hear you.
Okay. You mean my outdoor voice?
Yeah, just okay. Your voice.
My yelling voice.
What are we
All right,
gonna...
so this is what we're doing. You're going to slice up eggplant, okay? Now, I prefer the Sicilian eggplant, or I think they call it Chinese also. It's a skinny, light purple.
All right.
They're sweeter. They're not as bitter, okay? So I love that. Wash it and peel the skin off, not all of it, like yes, no, go all the way around, like in a circle.
Okay, so okay? not all of it.
Leave some skin. Okay.
Okay.
So, you start with the oil in the pan,
okay, which we have.
There you go.
We have the pan.
All right, and then meanwhile, in
not
another
too much,
bowl,
right?
No,
that's plenty?
Yeah, not too much. You're not deep frying, right? You're not deep frying, so I don't know. George,
are we already?
I don't know.
Are we already on our way to putting it on here?
Well, you have the eggplant already sliced.
Okay, the eggplant is already sliced.
Okay, let's start with this.
Amazing.
Here's a tip that, you know, that you should know.
Okay.
So peppers take longer, okay, to cook. So start with the peppers. So now, you know, you wash the pepper and you slice it up in like, you know, 2x2 pieces and start frying. Start frying the pepper.
Oh, now? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
So pepper goes first because peppers take longer to cook.
Okay.
Eggplant will be done in a minute. So what you do is start off...
It's
a
on
high. A high flame and then lower it once it gets hot. Everything low. You don't want to burn anything, so everything low. It's going to start.
Wait, put it on now or wait until it gets the sizzle?
Wait until it warms up.
Right,
no,
so
warms up a little bit. Yeah. Let it warm up a little bit.
Okay. In the meantime, we have beautiful rice here. I think I want a spoonful of this rice.
Yes, I made Portuguese rice today, an old recipe from a Portuguese woman. I love authentic food. I love it. I don't like anything store-bought.
Did you put chicken in this or no?
No.
Oh,
I did not put chicken. I know, isn't it better?
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing.
Yeah, I love it. Oh my God, really good. All right, that's perfect.
All right, so once the pan gets hot, the oil gets a little hot. Like I said, peppers first. Red is sweet, nice and sweet.
And green is good for frying.
I prefer red. I bought green because it was cheaper.
All right.
So we have, we have all different colors. All right, good. It looks
so
really pretty.
Let's have it simmer, and then we'll be able to put them all in. Okay, so now they're all sizzling, or the pot is sizzling, so now we can put them all in. The pan, thanks.
With the oil, right. Wow. Oh, and it smells so good.
I just think it's amazing. We're not cooking any animals.
So now what you do is...
It's beautiful.
Let it simmer.
Oh my god, I wonder if the sizzle, you can hear it.
I think so.
Oh my gosh.
So...
Wow.
Once you turn it around one time, which is in a few minutes, and it starts browning and cooking, then you could push them aside and put in the...
The wonton!
What wonton?
Not chopstick. What is it called? The flipper.
Well, yeah.
Tongs,
but it goes without saying. Wait. Anyway, of course you need tongs. You flip them over. When you see them cooked on one side, flip them over, move them over, and then put... Not yet. You have to give it a few minutes. You could check them, And then that's when you put the eggplant in, okay?
Okay, so then from there... Did you lower the gas?
No.
Okay.
Well, that's
so currently it's on high.
A tip and a trick, because a lot of people put it high and then they burn everything.
That's me. I always put it high. So I made eggplant parm recently. When was it? In May. I made it in May. It was great. It tasted amazing. It was vegan. But it took forever to make. It was an all day thing, almost all night. It almost took a full entire day.
Now you know.
Now I know.
Why? Excuse me, I'm eating my rice. Now you know
who's the cook here?
You're supposed to be. I'm telling you what to do.
Okay.
Now you know why my mom, Nonna, and me, mm-hmm. every time you wanted it, we would roll our eyes and say, yeah. Would you like a cheeseburger at McDonald's? When you used to eat meat.
Right. I know. Now I know why. Okay, so do you think it's ready to be flipped?
No. Well, look at it. No.
Oh, no. So, but it's getting there.
It's getting there.
Oh, my God. I cannot wait for this. I want to talk to you all today about Goli gummies. They're the first ever apple cider vinegar gummy on the market, and they have so many beneficial properties with studies conducted to prove its positive benefits. Some of them include vitamin B9 and B12. It promotes general good health, it helps improve your daily health, and it's vegan, gluten-free, gelatin-free, kosher, and non-GMO. One of my favorite things about the Goli gummy is, unlike the apple cider vinegar shot, the Goli gummy completely masks that nasty smell and taste. Some other favorite things about the Goli gummy is the fact that it supports healthy digestion, weight management, reduces appetite, helps improve energy, and supports heart health. Everyone should have some Goli gummies in their life. So today I'm giving 5% off on your full order with promo code G Stillwell. And again, that's GSTILWELL for 5% off your full order. Promo code G Stillwell. It's simple, it's delicious, it's Goli.
Okay, so what is your favorite dish to make? To make?
Yes.
Or to eat?
Well, I guess both. What's your favorite dish to
make?
And then what's your favorite dish that you like to eat?
To make anything and everything, actually. I just love cooking.
Wow.
To eat?
And all of your recipes could be found.
No. Hell no. Like, I will be.
Never gives anyone the right ingredient. My friends will be like, "Oh, can you give me the recipe?"
He's
for that?
Lying.
Like, I really don't think she's gonna give.
He is lying. Yes, I do. If I'm asked, I'm honored. I do. Stop it. But my favorite thing to eat is arancini.
Oh,
they're
my gosh.
Rice balls,
yeah.
But they're a pain to make. So. I've been making them once a year, but I think this, I kind of have it down pat of all the little tricks and tips because mm-hmm. that really helps you and it makes it, you know, just better to cook. So then you have more fun, right?
Right.
So I figured out a few things. So now I think I'll be making it at least 3 times a year.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what I think. Yes, yes. But if I get help, I'll make it more. I just need help.
I'll help. I'll just,
there's way too many steps. That's a whole nother day.
Mm-hmm.
Way too many steps. And then if you get really tired of it, you kind of slack and then you mess it up. So that's what happened to me
in the
past.
That's what I was doing with the eggplant. Towards the end, I was exhausted. I was like shaking with the cutting of the eggplant. I started making them big because I just wanted it over with. I wanted all the
eggplant. Stop right there. No, stop. What did I tell you? First things, preparation. Every freaking eggplant should have been cut. So what are you talking about? That by the time you got to it, you were cutting it all different sizes. So, get it?
No, that was preparation, and I was tired of it already.
Before frying.
Yeah, before I was even frying it. Yeah, of course, I was frying it first. I mean, I was cutting it first, and then it just got to be too much.
Okay, so now George is...
I'm currently flipping.
Flipping them over because they're a little brown around the edges. You know, cooking. You don't want raw peppers.
Also, I went to the gym. My foot is killing me. I busted up my foot yesterday. On the jet skis. And I jump off of it onto stones. I thought I sprained my ankle. The bottom of my foot. I couldn't even walk. I was so nervous, but it hurts and there's a cut and that cut is so tender and the bone is still very tender that I fell on. So,
George.
It's not right. It's not well.
Do you follow directions?
Like what?
Do you freaking follow directions?
For what?
What did I say?
When?
When we started. When you turn them over, flip
yes.
them over, what do you do?
Then you start putting the eggplant in.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's not happening.
I'll do it right now. I will die if it's you chomping.
Oh.
On this video. Like I don't know if I'll ever recover. All right, so now this could be all over the place, right? The eggplant.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's more.
Yeah, I know. Let's put it all in. I just want to make.
Oh my god, it smells so good.
Yeah, no, it smells.
A lot of people don't like eggplant, and I'm not understanding.
Whatever.
No,
that's why I love it with the eggplant.
No,
warm,
I
like
saying,
oh my
come
god,
to my house and let me show you eggplant.
I was like, I hope no one eats.
A lot of people
I
don't.
My own.
They don't know how to cook it. I think. That's what I believe.
Probably, yeah.
Because eggplant, it to me, is one of my favorite. And
right.
People always, like, roll their eyes. Like, eggplant, I'm not crazy about it. Like, really? Come over, and I will give you eggplant, and you will love it.
All right, but watch, because then everyone's going to be like, hi, I heard you
okay,
say
yeah, no,
to come
don't,
over.
Please don't come over.
Make a reservation. So now it on your
amazing.
On your Facebook page, you just... post photos. You don't give out like recipes, but you just post photos of your dishes that you make.
Yes.
You have a, you know, nice following of people that like it.
Yeah.
And all the that's probably I saw your photo today that you posted. That's why
that's
I'm like,
what made you yeah, want this.
I want eggplant.
Oh, you know what it was? Because some people are like, what is that?
Yeah, no, I knew exactly what it was. That's why I'm like, okay, I need that and then I'm gonna record the podcast and then I'm like, wait, I could do both. I could record the podcast and cook it at the same time.
Absolutely.
So that's what I'm doing.
Not two birds down with one stone.
Yeah.
This is a great dish for parties also.
Okay.
In the past, I've bought, like, you know, like a big loaf of bread, like a Portuguese wider roll, like big, mm-hmm. you know, or Italian, whatever, like a big, like 5 inch by 10 inch. And you just cut it down the middle and you just lay all the peppers down, then all the eggplant and all the basil. It's delicious.
Yeah. Nice. All right, let's let this finish and simmer and then we'll come back to
Well, what you could do right now as okay. that's simmering, if you yes. have a garden, definitely always grow basil. And that's where mm-hmm. we're going to now go outside and grab some fresh basil.
Wow.
Nothing like fresh basil.
Macari, Macari, Macari. We need to speak about it. Macari is the fastest and easiest way to buy and sell almost anything. Now, I use Macari as my marketplace, and I want it to be yours too. So if you click the link in the description below, I will give you $30 to spend on Macari. I buy on Macari and I sell on Macari, and I have nothing but good things to say about this company. The app is easy to use, and the items, if you are selling an item, it takes minutes to post it up. I love Macari, and I know you will too. So go ahead and click the link in the description below for $30 to spend on Macari. Again, $30 to spend on Macari. If you click the link in the description below, you will not regret this.
Looking good.
The eggplant is
looking good. Okay, so we just came back in from
getting the basil,
George. Basil. What kind of Italian are you?
Basil. We got basil.
It's your middle name. You didn't know that? So we grab the basil, you wash it. Gosh. Now we're patting it dry, and I'm breaking off the leaves off the stem because yes. you don't want the stem. I mean, if I make it for myself, I could care less, but...
You're making it for me, so...
I don't... Yeah, so it's gotta be, you know...
Gotta be perfect!
You should see the colors in this pan. Just
well, no,
beautiful.
I'm gonna post... Friday when it's out, I'm gonna post the photos.
Okay, good.
But,
because you
yeah,
see
no,
purple,
beautiful.
You see
I know,
green,
you see everything. You see yellow,
see,
green,
eat,
purple, blue.
You don't
yellow,
want...
Green.
Gray.
Right.
You know, some people cook and everything's gray.
Right.
And that's not appetizing. I'm
Should we
sorry.
Name names? Though?
No.
No.
No. But,
But yeah.
Yeah. But color, color.
You know,
want color.
A lot of people,
fun.
Rachel Ray, it's just, it really just makes me not want to eat anymore. Some dishes that I see with people. And
yeah.
honestly, I never used to cook, but with being vegan, I've cooked way more than I ever have, ever in my life. I make... What do I make now? I make so many things. I could make mac and cheese, a beautiful mac and cheese. I could make, oh my God. Maybe I should have just said I cook great things.
Yeah. So now what I'm doing is, like so, I said, the eggplant cooks very fast, right?
Okay.
So it's cooked. So take it off.
Oh my
Meanwhile,
God.
The peppers
so good.
Need some time.
Some time. All right.
So, you know. Get
Wait,
the eggplant.
I think that was a pepper.
No, but it's cooked.
Oh, it's cooked.
Some,
okay.
Yeah, some...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, if it's cooked,
so
get it
So
it's
like the green ones and the red ones.
So well, that's what you do. Now you're just waiting to get that same golden color
right.
all the way through.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to
Gosh.
Place them
I am
on...
so excited to eat this.
You're going
to
place them on a plate with a paper towel. So
oh,
you
look
don't
at
want
the simmer,
excess...
The simmer.
I love that.
You don't want the excess oil. Excess oil.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
That's
right?
why I so, do. I do so, suggest cooking in avocado oil, but I mean, listen, I'm taking whatever I could get in this house, so this is what I'm cooking with
crazy.
Today.
But look, never, Georgie. I saw you do this with the fried Oreos the other
oh,
day. You piled
God.
Them all up.
Yeah.
No,
mm-hmm.
you're supposed to go like this, and then by the time this paper dries, you grab this. Put them on top and always put the freshly from the oil
on the bottom
on paper.
Oh,
yeah, on the paper yeah. itself. I saw you, but whatever, it was too late.
Well, yeah, it was, yeah.
Okay? Yeah, because, see, now, see the oil?
Yeah.
So now you flip, now, right, it's like a towel, right?
Let me just take a
like
photo.
Straight on.
Okay, yeah, I'll make it like, oh, yeah, I'll do it like that, yeah.
Yeah, see, okay, there we go.
Oh, okay. Wow, that looks great.
I know.
Okay, so add more.
Yeah, okay, and that's it. Just finish it, top it off, you know, with everything, because you're going to want it.
My
trust
gosh,
me.
It's like a beautiful
as full thing. As you are, you're always going to take that one more bite, if you're like me.
Wow, I can't believe you need all of that for
mm-hmm.
one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So I don't know how much more basil you like.
No, that's it. I okay. really don't. I like basil, but not when it's like too much.
No.
It smells
yeah.
great, looks
no,
great.
No, it's enough. You put so. Enough pieces.
All right. And then the last step is you just, you know, you clean up. Thank you so much.
Yeah. This is the part I'm not doing. This is the part I hate when you ask me what part
all
I
right.
liked about cooking.
Thank you so much for doing this with me. Where
You're
can
welcome.
People find you?
On Felicia's Kitchen.
On Facebook.
On Facebook.
I feel like, am I your manager?
Yes,
I feel
you're
like
my
I have
manager,
to...
yes.
And then also on Instagram, I think it's Felicia Stillwell, so.
It is Felicia Stillwell?
I think it is,
It
yeah.
was Fifi.
Yeah, but then you changed it, so.
Okay, so.
All right, thank you so All much right. for
welcome.
Coming on, and I will see you when we get home.
Okay, have a good day, guys, and remember, eat.